This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
And he's taking the, no pun intended, bull by the horn.
That was a good line, by the way, Tony. I did notice it.
And Chris Ello.
Yeah, but we don't care about ice dance. We're not talking about
ice
dance.
I love ice dancing.
You don't even know what it is.
I do. I've seen it.
What's the difference between ice dancing and
figure
skating?
They dance on the ice.
And what do they do in figure skating?
They twirl on the ice.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
It never gets old, ladies and gentlemen. They twirl on the ice, said Matthew Scraby.
One of the very few times that his mind worked quickly.
It was. His mind was on its toes.
Yes.
7:01. 7:01 on the clock here in Atlanta. 4:01 out there in sunny Sandy. Is it sunny, guys?
Yes, it is. Yes.
It's beautiful.
I assumed, but you know.
Yeah, you can always go safe with saying it's sunny out here.
You 100% can. We got a Chris versus the Fan on the way. Your chance to qualify for a two-night stay at a Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, including a round of golf for two and dinner. Also, dinner for two at Ed's Steakhouse. So get a chance right now. Call in. Fill up the lines. Your chance to take on Mr. Ello. Right now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Why don't you give us some rules there, Scray?
Yes, you have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And a Tuesday, we had a big old battle with Chris taking over. We had to go all the way to the tiebreaker.
So Chris was wearing people out.
Oh, yeah. No one could get past Chris. I believe we got to the second or third question like two or three times. So Chris was just taking care of
business. It was a good day Tuesday for me, but that doesn't have any impact on what could be afoot today.
Be afoot?
I don't know. Just go.
Okay. All right.
So at least I didn't get my balls jumbled again. Are you making a promo out of that?
I'm going to be making a whole new open for
a whole new open
just
out of that?
for this occasion.
Did you forget or
no?
You're going to take some time to
no,
really
he just
do
hasn't
this.
Put it all
I'm
together.
I'm in the process of getting new opens for the show open and the Big Five.
Somebody thought that line was so funny and such a bad slip up that they even tweeted it to Ben and Woods and said, "Chris just said something that would make even Ben." proud. So I guess Ben has a bunch of malaprops himself in the morning.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Tuesday's Big Five was one for the ages.
Yeah, it's one for the ages.
It was one for the ages.
Well, you'll hear that line forevermore,
really
I'm sure.
You were on fire that
you
day,
were.
Man.
You were. And then you
I
were.
Don't even know if you meant to be, but
then
you were.
Then you were talking about hot buttons and weird things, and you're like, hey, calm down over there.
All right, let's go ahead and get to our first contestant. Did you give her the rules already?
I did.
Okay, Cooper, welcome to the show. Happy Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday, gentlemen.
Happy Thursday.
Oh, I got you, Coop. That was good. Let's get to our first question. On this Thursday, Peyton Manning won his first Super Bowl against what team?
Oh, Packers.
That is incorrect.
In the rain in Miami, they beat the Bears.
The Bears. Rex Grossman.
Sorry about that,
yes,
Cooper.
Yes, they beat Rex Grossman. Not exactly a fair quarterback matchup that day.
How did Rex Grossman end up quarterback? Did somebody get hurt, or was he the
quarterback?
No,
I think he was just the guy that year. They just had a pretty good defense and running game.
They had a really good defense.
And they had Devin Hester returning every kick for a touchdown.
That's right. Did he run for a touchdown that game, didn't
he?
The opening kickoff, he brought it back.
Yeah, that was silly to kick him. All right, let's go to our next contestant, Vince. Vince, welcome to the show. Happy Thursday, or Thursday.
Vince, okay, sorry.
Oh.
There
Vince.
We go.
What's up?
Hey, Vince.
What's up, Vince?
Hey, guys.
Here we go. First question.
First time player.
Well, that means you're on to the second round.
Let's get it.
here goes question or a second round question to begin. What rookie wide receiver had the most receiving yards as a rookie last season? You know, the double rookies.
Double rookie.
Jamar Chase.
Ooh, correct.
Very good.
Nice work.
I couldn't think of his name. I was like, God, I hope Vince gets this because I know exactly who it is, but I can't think of his name.
On to question
number. I couldn't think of it either.
Good job.
Question number two.
Got closer. All right,
three.
Chris.
Yeah, this is for the ball game.
Here we go. Outside of Greg Popovich. Who is the longest tenured head coach in the NBA? I don't know why that was so hard.
Is that active head coach?
Yes.
I'll go with
three.
I don't know.
Spoelstra.
Two. He got it!
He got it!
Did he get it? Was
yes,
that right?
He did.
He did. Eric Spoelstra. 2008.
Yeah.
Beautifully done, Vince.
Nice work.
Well done.
Vince.
He wins today.
I have a question for you guys in the Big Five about coaching turnover in the NBA. Because I have.
It's really remarkable how quickly they change coaches. And Spoelstra is an amazing guy. I mean, this is a guy that was the video coordinator.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's the type of guy you want to follow.
Yeah, and moved his way all the way up. And Pat Riley recognized something in this guy and made him the head coach, would you say, in 2008?
2008.
Yeah.
And when he was hired, it was laughable, the reaction around the basketball world. Do you remember
really
that,
was.
Tony?
I do.
It was like Pat Riley is hiring a puppet to run the team so that he can pull the strings and tell this guy what to do. Because this guy has no clue, he has no background, he has no experience, he's going to get run over. And then, of course, he won a couple of championships because he had LeBron James and he had the big three down there. But you know what? Eric Spoelstra has beyond proven himself as an elite NBA coach, and I wish that all those people would apologize to him because all those people out there owe him a big time.
There was talk, I remember at the time, the first year, that LeBron wasn't happy with Spoelstra. And he ended up not only staying, but outlasting the LeBron James and everybody else who was at that on that team at the time, with the exception of Adonis Haslam, who's still there at this point. But
realize what Eric Spoelstra's accomplished. I mean, he's won a couple of NBA titles. He also got to the finals a couple of years ago with an undermanned team, lost to the Lakers in the bubble scenario. And he's got a chance to win again this year. I mean, this guy's had a fantastic career.
He's created a culture that you know when you sign as a free agent that you better be able to deal with. And you saw it kind of spill out, what was it, maybe a couple weeks before the playoffs started, where you had Haslam going at Jim Butler for Jim Butler. What he was saying to Spoelstra, Spoelstra lost his mind. That is the kind of culture that they have built there. And he's really the type of story, if you are somebody who, didn't get a chance to make it to the highest level and had to start from scratch, basically, as he did, and make it all the way back, he's somebody that you should admire and want to follow, because, as Chris said, he's done a terrific job. But, yes,
and I wanted to mention, too, when he was named, I looked this up, Tony, but Pat Riley said it, and it had a very prophetic quote when he hired him. Riley said, "This game is now about younger coaches who are technologically skilled, innovative, and bring fresh, new ideas." Basically, what Pat Riley was saying is this game is about to become about analytics, right?
And
And that Pat Riley is pretty sharp.
He knows where things are going.
Despite how he's being portrayed on the stupid television show about the Lakers and the winning, I mean, they make Pat Riley out to be a doofus. And Pat Riley is a little smarter than that. And Eric Spoelstra is also a trendsetter in the sense he's the first Asian-American head coach in the history of any of the four major North American sports leagues. So he also blazed a trail for many Asian-American coaches out there. So Spoelstra's pretty spectacular career. Pretty spectacular.
No, he's been that and some. All right. That is our Chris versus the Fan. We do have a few minutes. Scrab, you want to play some of those calls that we missed on?
Oh, yeah, good call.
Yeah, we had a couple of Rate the Radio calls we didn't get to.
We had one, which is perfect. Well, we had two.
To Vince, we can get to them now.
Yeah, Vince, stay there.
The game down so easily.
I'm going to get you.
Oh, yeah,
you
Vince, don't hang up, man. You got to get your information, brother.
I also, we're going to do the Mets when they were playing the Phillies last week and they were down 7 runs in the top of the 9th inning. And they came back to win. So we're going to do that in a second. But I also pulled the Cubs highlight of Luke Voit's second home run yesterday. So here is that.
And the pitch. Swing and a high drive to deep left field. This is trouble. Back is Hap to the wall. Home run. Luke Voit with his second homer of the day.
By the way, I was at the game yesterday. Now, sitting at the right angle for his first home run, I was in the right field stands. And I swear to you, it looked like he hit that thing out of the building, and it barely landed over the fence. Like, it was crazy how high he hit that ball.
I think I'm first, right?
Yeah.
Am I first? Yeah. First of all, it's always nice and fun to hear somebody who loves baseball. So naturally, when the crack of the sound goes off, they can't help but to get excited as we heard there, the ball's hit, and you can hear it in his voice, right? He's like, ball to left field, and then he kind of starts to lower it down as he's starting to realize what's actually happening.
No. This is trouble. This is not good, folks.
Home run.
That's such a good call, though. That is exactly.
It's a 10 for me.
If I was teaching a young announcer, how do you call a home run by the opposing team in the other ballpark, I would play that clip. I just think it's perfect.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
All right, so the next call and the last call is the Mets one. It was last Thursday. The Mets were down 7 runs in the game with the Phillies. The Mets had tied up the game at 7. Then Starling Marte came to the plate with a runner on for the Mets, and here is that.
Well, here is Marte now. Nimmo, good lead at first. The pitch, swinging a high fly ball, left center field, pretty deep. It's got some legs back near the wall. It's in for a hit. Mets are going to take the lead. Nimmo around third, coming home. He scores standing. Double for Marte. 8-7 New York. Holy shnikes. The Mets with a 7-run ninth inning at Citizens Bank Park.
I say holy shnikes sometimes.
Holy you do. I've heard shnikes. You say holy shnikes before.
And I've never heard anyone say it on the radio other than that. Chris, what do you think? 1 to 10.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I think the call is very good. Obviously, all those New York broadcasters are outstanding. But the holy shnikes kind of made it seem like Batman and Robin were going to come walking in.
Holy shnikes! I got to save that clip.
That threw me off a little bit. So I'm going to give it an 8 because of the holy shnikes. Unless that's his patented call. But I kind of doubt it is because I doubt that the Mets have, you know, scored too many 7-run rallies in the 9th inning. So it was a good call all the way around, though. Could picture the play, you know, long fly ball, whether it had a chance to get in for a hit, and the fact that it did. I thought it was really well done. The holy shnikes threw me.
Okay, Tony, what do you think about it?
I got to say, my instinct says that was an ad-lib to prevent himself from cursing.
From swearing? Yes.
Well, that's why I use
bleep!
And that is why I use the word shnikes.
I just got the sense that, yeah. I mean, holy shnikes is not a normal term by any means.
No.
You don't hear it in baseball. I think that game, remember, was out of hand. Philly was kicking their behind.
Yes, they were.
And all of a sudden they make this run, and he wants to say holy you-know-what, and he catches himself and says, holy shnikes! I liked the call. I did. The shnikes didn't throw me off. I just thought of it as him replacing the other word.
Well, that's a good
shnikes.
Word to replace it with.
Because, I would think so. You could lose your job for that kind of thing. So, I'm going to give that one an 8. That was a good call.
All right. That's it for all of our Rate the Radio calls for today.
That's it for all the Rate the Radio calls. We've got to get to break. When we come back, we have, I believe, Kalen Sheridan's joining us of Wave FC, the goalkeeper. I believe Wave are 2-0, too, as well.
And
some
she
good.
Has not allowed a goal yet, either.
Two clean sheets. I was going to wait to save that, but there it is.
Oh,
two
there
clean
it is. Sorry, <It's>
Two clean sheets. We'll talk to Kalen Sheridan when we return. San Diego Wave. More Gwen and Chris on the way. Here's some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, welcome back to the program. 4:21 is the time. Chris Ello, San Diego, along with Matt Scraby. Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Atlanta with the Padres. Padres and Braves start a three-game series tomorrow. San Diego Wave FC is home Sunday. The Wave will be going for its third consecutive victory to open the season. 2 o'clock at USD Torero Stadium, the Wave FC hosting the Chicago Red Stars. And wouldn't you know it, one of the stars of the Wave FC joins us right now. Goalkeeper Kalen Sheridan is our guest here on 97.3 The Fan on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Kalen, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Sorry to interrupt you. I know that as a gold medal winning goalkeeper, we discussed this last time Kalen was on, you spend most of your time staring at your framed gold medal, which is actually at the bottom of a sock drawer, I think you told us, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Is it still there?
It is still there.
Well, you have other awards and medals to win. Congratulations to you and the Wave FC for a great start to the season. 2-0 and two clean sheets for you and the team. Shutout victories over Houston and your former team, Gotham, New York, New Jersey. So I imagine you couldn't be any happier with the way things have gotten started.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't have asked for a better start, and really proud of the team and everything they've done so far.
Kaylin, I'm going to nerd out for a second here. I follow you on Instagram, and about five pictures in on your post from 4 days ago, I got a huge surprise. My daughter is in a picture with you.
No way.
That you took after the game, and she was so gassed up about it. So first, I want to thank you for including
That's
her in
awesome.
The picture. But I want to ask you a little bit about the clean sheets, because obviously, you know, goals are hard to come by in general, but it's not easy to come up with these clean sheets. What, aside from your defenders in front of you keeping the ball from getting close to you, what else goes into one of these clean sheets that you had? You've had two of them to start the season.
Yeah, it's massive, and it's a whole team effort to keep a clean sheet, and it comes from the pressure at the front. I think we've been doing really well at getting pressure on the other team and forcing them to play really predictable for us. Ultimately, though, I think our team is just really strong, and we're coming together really well, and honestly, it's just that chemistry is really coming along now.
Wave FC, San Diego's women's soccer professional team. If you haven't seen them yet, they got a chance. You have a chance to see them this Sunday, 2:00 against the Chicago Red Stars. And by the way, the Wave will be on the road for the rest of the month of May. Won't be back home until June 8th. So this would be the Sunday to go out and see Kaylin and her teammates play. This is probably a ridiculous question. Honestly, tell me if you've ever been asked this one before. What do you do when Alex Morgan is doing her thing down at the other end of the field? What is a goalkeeper doing when the ball is all the way down on the other side?
I've definitely been asked before.
Okay.
It's just, honestly, we have to just make sure we've got transition ready. And then I'm just pretending I'm her, like, pretending to shoot.
Kaylin,
I'm thinking half the time it's in, and my hands are in the air, and then they're on my head. I'm a whole roller coaster of emotions back there.
I mean, 4 goals in the last game. How often have you seen something like that? I would imagine. I mean, I know hat tricks happen, but I mean, 4 goals in the same
four
game. That seems crazy.
It is. It's wild. It's unbelievable. There's only a few people who've ever done it in the league, and she's added herself to the list.
Have you ever faced Alex like in a one-on-one? Not practice, but I know that you played in the Canadian Olympic team. But, I mean, did you ever come face-to-face with her? And what makes her such a great player? I mean, I don't want to make this interview about Alex, but as Tony said, when you get 4 goals, man, that's spectacular.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I definitely have at some point. But I think what makes her so top of the tier here is her patience and her composure on the ball. She has the strength and the speed, but when you have all that, it's hard to also be patient and keep composure, and she just has the full package.
Kaylin Sheridan, San Diego Wave FC goalkeeper, joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And Kaylin, I've gotten a chance to watch a few of the games, and one of the things I noticed that you do really well is your anticipation. You seem to know where the ball is going to be shot and is able to get, whether it's a leg or a hand, on a lot of these shots with some high velocity. Is that your best attribute, you think, as a goalkeeper?
I would say it's one of my stronger points. I think my shot-stopping ability is one of my highlighted areas. But honestly, we put a lot of work into it, and it's something I want to keep growing in.
Kaylin Sheridan is with us. She's not only leading the San Diego Wave FC off to a hot start, but recognizes one of the best goalkeepers in the world and a gold medalist for Team Canada in the Summer Olympics last year. Kaylin, talk about Casey Stoney, your head coach, and kind of putting this whole thing together and getting you guys peaked for the start of the regular season. You had the 6 games in the Challenge Cup. I think you guys were 1-3-2. If I'm not mistaken, but it seems like you guys are really, I mean, hit the ground running here at the start of the regular season. That to me is a good coaching job of having everybody ready at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. She's world-class. not just as a coach, but as a person. And I think she's really come into the role, and she knew right off the bat it wasn't going to happen on the first day. And I think she kind of had us all buy into that mentality. And she's got every single player on the roster ready for when they're needed. And some people have been called upon and some people haven't, and their moment will come. And I think the biggest thing with Casey is just trusting her process, because at the end of the day, if you have that trust, a lot of other things kind of fall in place.
Kaylin, last one for me. I'm curious to know how game planning works, right? Because you guys' last game was against Gotham FC. You got Chicago Red Stars coming in here in this next match. Is practice predicated towards what your opponent does, or is it just trying to fine tune what you guys do as a club?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both, honestly. I think we definitely want to impose ourselves and the way we want to play onto another team, but for 90 minutes, it's really hard to do that, and you know that they're going to have the ball. So at some point, you do need to be prepared and kind of look into what they're going to bring to you and how you want to adapt to it and handle that situation. So we've definitely, each time we're about to play a team, we take a couple days, focus on what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and then we go ahead and we focus on what we want to do and what we're going to do on the weekend.
Well, one of the best pickups San Diego Wave FC made in its expansion season was getting goalkeeper Kaylin Sheridan off to a great start. Former superstar at Clemson and her college career, and we already talked about her national team experience for Team Canada, now starring for the Wave FC. Best of luck this weekend, 2 o'clock Sunday against Chicago. Let's make it 3 in a row, Kaylin.
Hell yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks for joining us, as always. And there she goes, off to go look at her gold medal. No, she's not going to do that.
In the sock drawer.
She's so funny about her gold medal. Yeah, it's at the bottom of my sock drawer.
She actually, I don't know how this came up in our last one, but I was with you, Chris, and I said I would put it in the fridge or something.
Yeah, and you said you'd put it in the fridge because you at least see it every day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
That was Scraby's thinking.
Yes.
If he wins a gold medal, he's going to put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You don't, because you don't want to be pushy with it, right? And put it up and make a big display.
Well, why not wear
it? Or do you? Because I think people want to.
Yeah, do wear your gold medal.
It, right?
It's like World Series. I mean, these guys from Atlanta, they came into town and they all had their nice rings on. They were showing them off.
Yeah.
And I bet when we show up tomorrow at the yard, they'll have them on again.
Yeah.
Is it true that the Braves have a ring that opens up?
It is indeed true.
And they have a field inside of the ring?
What?
Yeah, it Chris, is, they it like, is, they it like open in, it up.
It is then, indeed true.
And then there's like red rubies or emeralds or something?
Yeah, the rubies, I believe, represent the bricks that they have in the outfielders. They got it's an extravagant over-the-top
ring.
They
also have like places but it's, where yeah, they yeah. hit home runs during the World Series.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. I think those might be the rubies, actually. The places they hit the home runs. They have represents the bricks somewhere in there. It is pretty special, I will say. I mean, I don't know. You know, whenever the Padres win one, what their theme will be, but Atlanta Braves is pretty sweet.
The Padres win the World Series this year. You and everybody else can be walking around next year wearing a refrigerator on your finger. These things are getting so big.
They're very gaudy, for sure.
Right. Everybody's got to outdo the last one. So that means eventually the ring is going to cover your entire hand. It's incredible. Yeah, all right, indeed. Great job by Kaylin Sheridan. And again, if you want tickets, sandiegowavefc.com. They're home this Sunday, then they're off for their next four games are on the road. So if you want to take the kids out to see a great women's professional soccer at the highest level, world-class athletes, Alex Morgan with the four-goal game last week, and Kaylin Sheridan, one of the best goalkeepers in the world with two shutouts to start the season, it's a great start for the Wave, and they'll be in action this Sunday. We'll be in action with more of the Big Five when we return on Gwen and Chris.
Seven thirty-seven here in Atlanta, the ATL as they like to call it.
Huh.
Thank you to Kaylin Sheridan, San Diego Wave FC goalkeeper, for joining us in the last segment. We move now to Scraby's Big Five. Scraby, how's your Big Five been, man? I've missed a few of these, I feel like. Or maybe I haven't.
No. Nope.
Actually, I haven't.
I don't think you
have.
It
just feels like it.
Yeah, no, I know. You do like a million things every day. The Big Five is going to be great today. We have two Lakers stories, two separate Lakers stories.
Of course
we also have Josh
Lambo news.
Oh, I saw this. Josh Lambo's not playing, ladies and gentlemen. Let me shut up. Let's get to the big five right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back, relax, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Big Five is brought to you by Penske Lincoln in La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln, and Penske Lincoln in La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. Now, if you have not heard, CJ Abrams.
Number five.
He was sent to AAA a couple earlier this week when they brought up Luke Voit and Will Myers. They reinstated those guys. Well, CJ Abrams made his team debut and AAA debut with the El Paso Chihuahuas last night and did so with a bang. He went 2-for-5 with 2 homers and 5 RBIs, showing that he did not lose much confidence in himself after the start to his major league career. So, Tony, what does he need to do better to succeed as a big leaguer at the plate? Meaning, what does he need to do in this time that he's in AAA to get better?
By the way, I told you guys he was the type that lost confidence.
You did.
It doesn't surprise me that he's gone down there and the first day has 2 homers. I just think he needs more reps. More reps where there isn't the type of have to that you do at the big leagues. Right? They need him to produce at the big league level. That's why he was in there. They thought that he would be able to maybe aid in that kind of that deficit that you have without Fernando Tatis Jr. So I just think he needs reps. The more at-bats he gets, the more he learns how to, you know, conduct an at-bat, meaning lay off certain pitches, learn to kind of hone his zone in, what he's attacking. But he's plenty talented enough. It's just a matter of fine-tuning his approach at the plate.
Chris, what does C.J. Abrams need to do while he's here in AAA to get
You're
better?
You're asking me to answer that question after a Major League Baseball player who's hit before for a living just answered it.
You've been around baseball long
enough. I can barely hit the ball in my Wednesday softball league. Look, I think Tony's – obviously, I'm going to go with what Tony said, and I'll only add to it that just needs to keep his confidence up, whether he has a lot of confidence or not. Still got to have a belief that you can get it done at the big league level, and I think AAA is a big test for him. I know he started with the two home run game. Got to keep that going. This is a guy who hadn't played above Double A, right, before this year.
Yeah.
So AAA is still going to be a challenge. He made it look silly in the first night, but just go down there, do your thing, and it'll only be a matter of time before he gets another opportunity. Because I think, you know, he only got this first opportunity because of circumstance. So I don't think anybody
played his way into it.
Yes, he did. He had a great spring, and you know, but I don't think anybody was expecting him to take over as the everyday shortstop at this point. So he's got nothing to worry about.
I do recall some people asking us about Fernando moving to second.
Yes,
moving
fans to, are ready moving to the outfield. Fans are ready to have you and I reserve one of our bookings to Cooperstown for C.J. Abrams. But
maybe one day.
I think he's coming along nicely, and just keep on keeping on.
All right. Keep it up, C.J.
Number four.
We've joked about this many times, but it's no laughing matter. Remember when former Jaguars head coach Urban Meyer reportedly kicked then kicker Josh Lambeau and said, quote, "Hey, dip bleep, make your bleeping kicks," end quote.
Hey, dip bleep?
Yes. I couldn't say the second word. Hey, dip schnikes.
Yeah,
make
dip
your bleeping kicks. Josh Lambeau is now suing the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. According to the filing, Lambeau's release allegedly violated the Florida Private Sector Whistleblowers Act. Concerning assault, battery, and workplace violence in furtherance of an employer's interest. So he was, I guess, he's a whistleblower, and now it's against the law in Florida. But after he was cut, the lawsuit alleged that Lambeau, quote, suffered professional ramifications, including lost wages, benefits, and other remunerations, as well as extreme emotional and mental distress because of the harassment, hostile work environment, and retaliation by the Jaguars. Chris, the only question I ask about these lawsuits, does he have a case in your courtroom?
No, he does not. Get out of my courtroom. I'm
you
sorry.
Don't, you don't think he was actually
he might be able to
suffering
make
from
a...
extreme emotional and mental distress? And you're an
NFL
kicker.
Get out of my courtroom.
Yeah,
please.
You gotta be. I mean, come on. Order. You're able to make. Yeah, you're able to make field goals with 80,000 people screaming your name. I got to believe you could have handled this. It was a terrible, you know, I can't get behind anything Urban Meyer apparently did, but yeah, the emotional distress angle is one that even though I'm under emotional distress often myself,
me too,
I still think that it doesn't mean you get to file a lawsuit every time you feel that way.
I'm in an emotional distress pretty much all moments of the day, and I have no one to sue.
Big yeah. facts. Big facts.
Tony. Tony, does he have a case in your courtroom?
I don't know if he has a case or not, but it is a lesson that you should really do your homework on who you hire. Because, once again, Urban Meyer has left something in his wake. This time, the team is being sued, right?
I mean, so true.
He's not even there anymore, and the team is being sued. So, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I there's a part of me that agrees with Chris. Like, come on, man, you didn't think of this immediately.
Yes, but it took 3 years to realize you had emotional distress.
But there's another part of me is like, you know what? This is what owner Khan was it? Shad Khan?
Khan, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you get.
This is what you get. This is what you get when you bring somebody like him in.
I mean, didn't the whole Josh Lambeau story of him getting kicked by Urban Meyer was like the ultimate end for Urban Meyer with Jacksonville? Like there's so much stuff.
I think it was the beginning of the end for that right there. I feel like there was one more incident.
Probably. I mean, There was plenty. And by the way, I believe Fox is trying to hire him back for college
football. I saw that. I saw that.
I mean, who wants to hire that? Why does Fox not care about anything? And honestly, I'm not just saying this. If I turn on the TV and Urban Meyer's on the TV, I'm turning it off. Because I think it's that ridiculous.
Well, he's not there by himself, so you can kind of like forget he's there a little bit.
Yeah, but
right?
Scraby hates it when anybody who's done wrong gets any other shot. Opportunities in life.
No, that's
and
not
I
true.
And I can't say that I totally disagree with that emotion. I get that you have that emotion.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. But anyway, I thought that was a fun story. Josh Lambeau, maybe he'll make some good coin by suing the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Not in my court, he won't.
Chris just throws the decision at him and is like,
get out of here!
Go find another courtroom. There's other important things that need to be decided.
Number three.
The Los Angeles Lakers have received permission to interview Golden State Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson for their open head coaching job, according to Woj. But what is more interesting is the head coaching turnover in the NBA. Since 2020, there have been 20 teams, either who already hired a new coach or currently need to hire a new coach. So two-thirds of coaches have been fired in the last three seasons. Tony, why do you think the coaching turnover is so great in the NBA?
I think the game is changing, I think that's – and here's the thing. Every once in a while in sports, the sport, whatever sport we're talking about, will have a big change. Sports doesn't change a lot, right? But when it does, it changes really fast in that time period. And in that time period, a lot of the staples, if you will, start to be, you know, get moved, and they start to bring in newer talent. So I'm not surprised, because 2020, right, that was 4 years earlier is when Golden State started to kind of revolutionize how teams were playing, right? And everybody then took a little bit of time, but then everybody started trying to make their teams like that. And then you need coaches that kind of understand that. And it's the same in baseball, right? There's been a lot of turnover, and, you know, it's starting to kind of settle down a little bit again. And I just think this is kind of the wave of sports. Sports seems like all sports seem like they take a little bit longer for change to actually happen. And when it does, though, it happens really fast. Everybody does it. And there's a lot of shuffling until it settles again. So I think that's kind of where you are in basketball. And by the way, I'm excited to hear that the Lakers are interviewing Kenny Atkinson.
He had good success, didn't he?
He did. And he did it with before at least Kyrie and Kate showed up. Then he
James
got
Harden.
Fired. That was James. No, he was gone before James Harden got there.
Oh, true. Chris, why is there so much coaching turnover in the NBA?
I don't know, because honestly, I mean, there's only about four NBA coaches anybody can name, right? Steve Kerr with the Warriors.
Popovich
with the Spurs, Spoelstra, and maybe Doc Rivers.
Jason Kidd.
Good point.
You can name Jason Kidd, but I mean, you had to be reminded, you know, that he's in Dallas. I mean, these guys move around so much. I think everything that Tony said is accurate, so I'll just stick with that. The only thing I'll add to the fact is that all these coaches are in a tough spot because they're all coaching guys that are making 10 times more money than they are. And if they don't get their message, you know, figure out a way to get their message through to all of these superstar athletes, and I'm not blaming the athletes. I'm just saying that you better be well-liked by the guys you're coaching because they hold more power than you do. So I think that's leading to some of this as well.
That's a good point.
Guys want more playing time. Yeah, guys want to win right away. I'm adding that because I think Tony's reasons are the real reasons.
The real reasons.
Yeah.
All right.
Number two.
And if I could tab my way back over, there we go. One player the Padres were in on during the lead up to the season was DH Nelson Cruz. He ended up signing for 1 year and $15 million with the Nationals, but is having a real tough start to his season. He's hitting 170 in 121 plate appearances and is down in his exit velocity, hard hit rate, barrel rate, up with his ground ball rate, and over 100 points lower in his average against fastballs this season. And all of those numbers are being compared to 2021. The title of this article that I saw that made me click was, quote, has father time... has Father Time caught Cruz? End quote. Chris, so has Father Time caught up with Nelson Cruz?
Didn't look like it yesterday. Slammed a three-run homer pretty deep into the stands yesterday to help the Nats win a ball game. I think the Mets came back and beat them today. It might have. I mean, if all of the, I'm not going to argue with all those analytics. You know, I don't really care about all that stuff. All I know is, are you hitting or not? 170 sounds like I said earlier, he'd fit right in the middle of the Padre order with that batting average. But it seems like the Padres made the right move. Didn't spend a ton of money on Nelson Cruz. Now they're going to sign a guy in Robinson Cano. Probably you could say the very same things about. The only difference is you're not going to have to pay Robinson Cano the kind of money you would have had to pay Nelson Cruz. So I don't know whether Father Time's caught up with him or not, but I can't argue with all of those stats. They sound pretty damaging.
Tony, what do you think? Has Father Time caught up with Nelson Cruz?
Maybe. But I think you set yourself up to look like a fool when you are making predictions in May. It just blows my mind all the time that we make these, you know, we come up with this idea that is someone is on their way to a terrible year because they had a bad April. And it's mind-blowing to me. So, yes, it's a possibility for sure, but we don't know yet. It's too early.
All right.
There you go.
With that said, we move on. I know. Like he's getting a horse to gallop along with him. Phil Jackson, according to reports, would like for the Lakers to trade LeBron James.
Stop it, Scraby.
No, this is
Stop it. What reports?
According
reports.
To Bill Plaschke of the Los Angeles
a
Times.
Guy.
Former Lakers head coach Phil Jackson. Tony's very triggered by this, if you can't tell. Phil Jackson would like to see LeBron James traded from the team. The quote was, "I've heard that Phil would like LeBron traded," said Plaschke. "I've just heard that." Tony, what's the likelihood the Lakers trade LeBron James?
I can't tell you how much I hate this report. I hate it. I hate it. And if Plaschke really went on, whose podcast was it again? It was our guy.
Bill Simmons?
No, on CBS. Doug Gottlieb.
Oh, I didn't know that's where it came from.
Yeah, that's where it came from. And if he said that, shame on him.
But he's heard it.
That's my problem with it. He's just heard it. Yeah, that's what I heard. what does that mean? Who'd you hear that from? Like, is it credible? I'm just saying, like, come on, Bill. I just feel like this is him being messy right here, trying to stir up, what was the word my
Shnikes.
Man used?
Shnikes. Shnikes.
Trying to stir up shnikes. And I don't know. I can't. It gets under my skin when these type of stories. I saw this at about 2:30 when we landed in Atlanta, and I wanted to text him like, "This put this in the rundown tomorrow," because I am just irritated that this makes news. I heard this.
Holy shnikes!
I heard this. I heard this. Like what?
Yeah.
Did you talk to Phil? Did Phil tell you that?
No, but Phil said it in front of someone who said it in front of someone else.
Oh, my goodness. And then this someone is else ridiculous. The only thing dumber than this is Cynthia Freeland on NFL
you
Network
Cynthia out of this?
Predicting that the Miami Dolphins are going to win, get this, 8.8 games this year.
Man, that's a great
How
season
is that
for
possible?
Them. That's a great season for them. 9-8? That's not too bad.
8.8. She said.
Why? How did this
I mean, how much
to
of a waste
Cynthia
of time
Freeland?
Of that is that? I'm giving you another waste of time, which is what this Bill Plaschke rumor is.
Cynthia,
a waste of time.
If you're listening, I really do appreciate your work on the NFL Network. we watch almost every day during football season. That's it for the Big Five. Chris, are you good with the Bill Plaschke, LeBron James?
No,
Lakers?
I think it's a waste of time, just like Cynthia Freeland.
Okay, I was trying
That's
to get
what
you
I
to
said.
Not mention her anymore.
5 o'clock
oh my
hour
goodness.
On the way. We're going to recap.
I am very tough on her. There's no question.
Oh, you
I think? I think that's the understatement of the year. More Quinn and Chris on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.